Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource. With a great selection of kitchen and bath products, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Cub fans, the Cubs may be down 2-0, but they're definitely not out. Cubs, Mets, Game 3 of the NLCS at Wrigley Field. Get ready for this historic game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Game 3 of the NLCS will take place at Wrigley Field tomorrow night with the Cubs trailing the Mets 2-0. It's expected to be warmer for that game. Should be in the 60s at game time. Kyle Hendricks will head to the mound for the Cubs. He'll face Jacob deGrom. Coverage tomorrow night begins at 7 on TBS. Game 3 of the ALCS is tonight in Toronto. Johnny Cueto will go for the Royals. Marcus Stroman for the Blue Jays. Kansas City leads that series 2-0. Bears head coach John Fox addressed the media this afternoon to answer for how the Bears managed to lose to a winless Detroit team yesterday. Fox said he's still upset about the touchdown call following a Jonathan Anderson interception in the end zone.
Like all officiating calls, you know, we have a procedure we do, and that one will be turned in, and we'll get a chance to see what they think. It doesn't really change much, but I don't think he could have done much different.
Bears will practice tomorrow and Wednesday before they get a week off due to the bye. Blackhawks are enjoying 4 days off. They next play the Panthers on Thursday. Bulls are in Charlotte tonight for a preseason matchup with the Hornets. And Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski says the 2016 Rio Olympics will be his last time coaching the U.S. men's basketball team. A plan to replace him should be announced prior to the games next summer. This scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And tune in to Joe Madden every Tuesday at noon with Spiegling Golf, brought to you by CJ Wilson Mazda. Visit them at ZoomZoomNation.com and by Block 37, home of Latinicity Food Hall and Lounge, opening November 1st. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason playoff talk, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Double fist pump.
Win Casper.
Go! Cubs win!
Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Baez to Rizzo. Jake Arrieta, a 20-game winner.
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
There's a drive to left. Way back. Gone! A two-run homer for Chris Bryant. Rizzo launches one way out of here. And it's
2.
Lynn Casper.
Got to bring out the Tom Brokaw again. Matt Belisle to Sammy Tuivasa.
Lynn Casper with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 303 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Lynn Casper is brought to you by Blue Man Group. Buy tickets now at blueman.com. And he's on Twitter at Lynn Casper and on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Oh, well. It could be a better situation that the Cubs find themselves in, but it's a 7-game series.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I would guess by now Cub fans who thought the Cubs would just roll over this Mets team understand that this starting rotation is really, really good. That Daniel Murphy is unconscious right now. And when you get to this point in a postseason, the teams that are there for a reason, and the Mets, I thought, played about as perfect a weekend as you possibly could. You got to score some runs to win. The Cubs obviously like to hit the home run ball, and for the most part, they weren't able to get anything going. So weather a little warmer here in Chicago. You don't love the pitching matchups. Obviously, you lose two games with Lester and Arrieta on the mound, but you know, the Mets have to come in here and win 2 out of 3, so I kind of look at it as a 3-game series here at Wrigley Field Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You win that series, and you head back to New York and take your chances.
Yeah, it all set up so nice for the Cubs, Lenny. You know, it just doesn't work that way in baseball. Maybe it works that way in some things. It just doesn't work that way in baseball.
No, you're right, Terry. You get to this point in the season, and you know you drop a Cubs went 7-0 against the Mets. That's irrelevant,
yep.
and probably actually, as Joe Sheehan said, makes us dumber as baseball fans because you hear that and you go, oh,
the two best pitchers, you're able to use theirs. They can't use theirs, and it's just all sitting there for you.
Yep. DeGrom is probably their best, and he goes tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very tall mountain to climb. It's not impossible. I would say it's unlikely. But, again, as Joe said after the game last night, you play basically a 1-game series every day now. And if you win tomorrow, you feel better about it. It's not a must-win until the Mets have 3 wins in the series. But, obviously, tomorrow becomes really, really important.
I saw this note in the Joe Sheehan newsletter today. The Cubs have not been good all year against power pitching, and they have hit for the lowest average in the National League against fastballs of 94-plus miles per hour. So this could just be an unfortunate matchup of this Cubs team against these Mets arms.
Yeah, you know, I remember reading that going into this series that the Cubs offense had struggled in particular against really good fastballs. And it's a team that strikes out a lot anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would expect a team that swings and misses a fair amount to swing and miss maybe a little bit more against 97-98 versus 92-93. I thought last night Syndergaard's changeup was really good. Jerry's Familia, their closer, has a nasty splitter at like 91. Terry Collins is not shy about using him, and that's to me, last night, it came down to Addison Reed and Tyler Clippard. If you're going to get back into that game, that's where it really has to happen. And obviously, the Mets are trying to get from starter to closer without having to use much of their bullpen. And in those two games in New York, Terry Collins was able to pretty much do that.
It seems to me that for the Cubs to sustain pressure on them, it's going to take more than just their usual recipe of seeing a lot of pitches, because these guys throw strikes, and they're not going to be able to do what they've done all year to guys who nibble, because there, in general, seems to be a lot of trust in their stuff.
I agree. I thought Harvey in particular, guys, had great command. I mean, the stuff we know is really good, but he threw his curveball wherever he wanted. He just spotted everything. Syndergaard got some calls off the plate.
Yes.
But I do think we get to this point in the postseason, and it feels to me like home plate umpires are going to call more strikes than not. That does not play to the Cubs' strength offensively because, as Dan mentioned, they do take a lot of pitches. You're probably going to have to swing your way out of it. I thought they hit some balls pretty hard. hard. They hit them right at guys. Coughlin should have had a home run. Curtis Granderson stole it away. And that's the thing about the Mets, too. You look at their team, and beyond the starting pitching and their closer, offensively, it's been the Granderson-Murphy show with a little Cespedes. David Wright has done very little in the postseason. Lucas Duda has had a bad postseason. So it's not as if they're hitting from top to bottom. And really, after the first couple of innings, they didn't do much offensively, but the damage had been done. And I heard you earlier, Dan, say once the Mets scored three in the first inning, it kind of felt like that game was over. And even with eight innings to go, I felt like it had that feel, too, that in some ways Syndergaard became Jake Arrieta last night. And with the cold conditions and with all the velocity there, it just felt like it was going to be a very, very tough road to get back into that game, and the Cubs never did.
Yeah, we're going to put you in charge of thawing out Soler. I don't know if he wants to use him, but just in case they need him, you got to thaw him out.
Yeah, and
you
Baez, too. I mean, was it yeah. really that cold?
Yeah, it
looked like they almost seemed defeated by the conditions before the ball was even thrown.
I can't speak for those guys, but if you're asking me how cold it was like April 12th at Wrigley Field, bone-chilling cold.
Okay.
No question about it. And last night, colder than Saturday, for sure. But both teams played in the same condition, so it's not any sort of excuse. And I think 98, 99 on the fastball will make you look cold.
Yeah, I just, I thought so, too, last night after those three runs, because it's like you pierce Superman. You've got Superman, and now you've got your guy, and it just seemed to me like I thought right away they're not going to come back. And I don't know why. We've seen them come back the entire season, Lenny, but it just didn't have that feel last night at any point.
Yeah, that's what elite pitching will do, and you see the Mets, you know, they feel pretty good about not only their present, but their future because of those arms, and I would tend to agree with them on that count. They might lose Murphy and Cespedes in the offseason, but that's a conversation for another day. There's been a lot of talk about Arrieta. I noticed the velocity dip early on. Who knows if it's just fatigue, if it was rust, if it was some little mechanical issue that he had, whatever it was, he's allowed to be human. And I didn't think he was bad at all. I just thought it wasn't quite the same Jake Arrieta
spoiled
that
us.
He had seen for that three-month stretch.
Yeah, he spoiled us.
Yeah, there was all, and we talked about it before the series began, and even before the Cardinals series began. It's just you couldn't ignore that innings difference, and human beings are human beings, like you say. It's possible that this could just be the timing of the kind of stretch that pitchers go through. It could be that this was a matter of the conditions affecting velocity, which does happen. There's a FanGraphs piece about that today, that there is a velocity drop in temperature difference like that. And I went through some of the Brooks baseball data to see if his release point was changing, to see if the spin rate and some of that stuff is changing. You know, it just looked to me that the Mets had a plan, and I don't know what they saw. I don't know how they prepared, but it seemed to me that they picked up the ball coming out of his hand better than others have. They were able to lay off some of the swinging strikes that he often gets. And, you know, when Murphy, the funny thing is, Len, this is so baseball. The foul home run was a real shot, and that was one he jumped on and was all over. The other one was more reactive. His hips came forward, but he kept his hands back, and he just sort of scooped it off his shoe.
That's exactly right. And being in the ballpark, the foul ball was a very loud shot. I mean, it was like a Schwarber shot. And you're right, he kind of golfed the home run just inside the pole and right. He's just out of his mind right now, and very few people can get him out. Ron Coomer kind of pounded the idea of inside and low. That's where Murphy wants the ball right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anything on the inside part of the plate now to Daniel Murphy the rest of this series would probably be considered a huge mistake. I think they've got to stay away, and take their chances. You know, the other thing about Jake is that these last two starts, the Cardinals game as well, I just think guys are just deciding to wait him out. And I think the tack had been to tack him early because nobody wanted to get down two strikes against him, because then he's got all these weapons and you're going to flail at something. But his slider or cutter, whatever you want to call it, is really a strike-to-ball pitch. And if you are able to recognize it, or even not recognize it that well, but early in the count, take that pitch. There were a lot more 2-0 3-1 counts than we had seen in the past, and I think the Mets will probably continue to do that. And I think the goal right now for the Cubs is to make sure Jake gets another start, you know, make sure he and Lester get the ball again. And, you know, there was a lot of angst about who should start game one, and I think once we saw what happened this weekend, it probably didn't matter much, right, whether it was Arrieta-Lester or Lester-Arrieta. And I didn't think John was that bad either, but no. He got to score some runs, and it makes those starts look a lot different.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, you know, you only score a couple runs, you're not, what else do you expect? I mean, you really expect to win game? You could. I know that Arrieta has, and like I say, he spoiled everybody with that kind of stuff. But yeah, it really wasn't, as much as you'd like to blame those two or say, yeah, that he wasn't quite himself, or he wasn't, the fact is you just didn't hit. You didn't hit anything, and maybe those guys, Syndergaard was really good too. I mean, I've seen him when he's bad, I've seen him when he's good, and last night was one of those really good nights for him. But now you come to this third game, with Kyle Hendricks against their best pitcher. I mean, that's like it was the Cubs in reverse. You know, they had the day off. They could set their rotation. They were ready for the Mets. You're going to see our best the first two nights. And now the Mets are in the same position where, okay, now we've got our best against a guy who clearly not your best. And I don't know what it means in baseball. Maybe nothing. It's already been proven. Maybe nothing.
Right, and that really begs the point that the benefit of winning the Cardinals series in four instead of five and having the Mets go five instead of four is that you needed to pounce on them in those first two games because, as you said, you had rested starters. You could line them up just exactly how you wanted to. But now the Mets clearly have the advantage because they can go with their best in game three, already up 2-0 in the series. Again, it's improbable, not impossible. But I just hope that the Cub fans look at what happened over the weekend. It's not about they were flat. It's not about that they didn't try hard enough. It's not about the cold. The Mets were just better. The Mets outplayed them. They outpitched them, and that's why they're up 2-0 in the series. I think we try to dig really deep into why these things happen.
Agreed.
And my answer is it's baseball. The Mets are good. Mm-hmm. They've been maybe not as good as the Cubs since the second half started, but offensively they were actually better than the Cubs, and these young pitchers are clearly in a very good spot right now.
There was something that I noticed too, and it was just something. When you talk about how Jake Arrieta is look, he's a human being, he's fallible, he's allowed to be human. And he's spoiled us. So we've made these assumptions about that the future performance would be past performance would indicate future performance. There was a moment when Kyle Schwarber, there's a close up of Kyle Schwarber, and it was a great little shot. And the TV broadcaster didn't say anything about it. And it's possible this is a nothing, and I'm just reading into this, but it was the first time he looked up and he looked around. And it was loud as hell. And he's looking, and it was the first time. I'm like, that's a kid. You know, you know how the baseball people always talk about when they put an extra deck on the field. They talk about a kid coming up from the minors. They say, well, you know, it's all good until there's that extra deck on the field. And it hadn't meant anything. And I'm not saying this necessarily did. All I know is I thought I saw something for the first time that looked like a little boy looking around like, oh my God, you know, and you just realized the how reliant the Cubs have been on children this year.
Well, and you know, I don't think he's intimidated by it. It might just be have been a moment of wow, how cool is this?
Right? It might have been, but realizing how young he is.
Yeah, and it tells you that they should, and we don't assume anything, but they should be back in this position many, many times down the road. And one thing I wanted to add, Dan, you know, I know you guys have had fun with kind of the sea ball, you know, hit ball, you know, Schwarber looking like a linebacker and all that stuff. He's one of the smartest guys on the team. You know, he really is. He's quiet, but he's very observant. And the irony of kind of the joke about, you know, Rizzo and Schwarber being the cavemen, you know, showing up with their big club to hit ball far out of ballpark. He's a really, really bright kid, and I think that's part of why he's really good. I think he's able to, you know, read the scouting reports, understand what he needs to do at a very high level at a very early age, and it's one of the reasons they drafted him fourth overall last year.
But he's not Hendricks smart, is he?
No, Kyle's on another planet in that regard. No,
that's
he's
not
Ivy League, but none of us are. At least I'm not.
Wait a second. Now the did the teammates see the Deadspin video of him dancing with the high school dance troupe?
You know, I haven't seen it. It's heard
great.
About it. I'm gonna go watch it right after this. But
it's great.
Priceless.
Great. And that to me just should endear fans to him even more, right?
Right. I mean, and the fact he asked about it, he says, "Oh, it's one of the best things I did in high school."
Yeah.
Not embarrassed about it at all.
Yeah, and you were talking the other day, right, about how getting athletes involved in that stuff actually helps recruit more kids to do it.
Yep.
And I think it's awesome.
Yeah, he mentioned the football players. You know, you said there were football players with me too. So, I mean, that's exactly what it was.
Now, the Cubs have been awarded the rights to Eddie Julio Martinez. There was a dispute with the Giants, but now there's just another talented international prospect coming to the Cubs organization. That's actually kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him, but, you know, the fact that a lot of teams wanted him and they got him, you know, I'm intrigued for sure. And you're just looking for wave after wave, and it's always a good thing when you can get one of those elite prospects. So kudos. How much did they pay for him?
I think $3
million. $3 million.
That's like Casper money right there.
Oh, yeah. maybe he'll be on the fast track at some point.
I would think so, yeah. All right, so all hope is not lost here.
No. They haven't even played a home game yet. And you've got three in a row here at Wrigley. And again, as I said, win two out of three. You know, you win a series here, and then you head back to New York, and then the pressure mounts on the Mets a little bit. And I think that youth plays to the Cubs' advantage. They weren't supposed to be here. You know, the Mets could probably say the same about themselves, but I don't think – I would be surprised if this team plays tight or acts like it's anything other than just another ball game.
All right, Lenny.
Lenny, thank you very much.
Yep, as always, my friend.
All right, guys, I will talk to you when I talk to you.
Yeah,
whenever that is.
Watch me on, I'll be on.
Yeah, we look forward to it.
We know that at some point, Len Casper just tends to pop up. And this time of year, he's brought to you by Blue Man Group. Buy tickets now at blueman.com. All right, we've got a little... Well, actually, we don't. Cause are we going to do the second half? Because we usually don't on
Bears
Mondays.
We never do the second half, but we have not taken a phone call.
All right, so fine. We don't need... It's a Bears Monday, technically, so we are not going to do the second half. We've got time before Bruce Levine at 4 to take some phone calls.
Talk.
We had Bears thoughts, Cubs thoughts, just an awful Chicago sports weekend. Really, just bad.
7.5 hours of pure misery.
I mean, it was just... And my kid lost both his
hockey
games.
Talking about Sunday.
We just needed a win. Just need a damn win. I wanted Northwestern to win. They didn't win.
Oh, boy.
Matt Bowen crowing about his Hawkeyes.
Yeah, he didn't get to the Hawkeyes.
No,
7-0 rolling.
Wow.
And beat the crap out of him, too.
Yeah, they did. They demolished
him.
312-644-6767. Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Cubs catcher David Ross joins the Mully and Handley Show and Boers and Bernstein Show weekly throughout the remainder of the playoffs.
It's kickoff to at first. He's going to be out. Cubs win. Robinson gets picked off first by David Ross, and the Cubs win the ballgame.
Team this young with this much talent, with this much poise, it's a real, real special group.
Cubs catcher David Ross talking Cubs in the NLCS with Mully and Handley and Boers and Bernstein weekly. Due to the playoff schedule, show times and days will vary. So keep listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs playoffs talk.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The real winner from Sunday night? None other than Michigan. Because thanks to Indianapolis, somehow the Wolverines ended the weekend with only the second ugliest play of the year. Now, let's not get this twisted. Michigan's walk-off punt fail was still the nastiest backbreaker that program has ever experienced. 10 seconds left against the Spartans, up by 2. Big House ready to party. The Wolverines are back. Bring on the Buckeyes. Harbaugh is the new Schembechler. Hail to the victors.
Are you kidding me?
Into the end zone is Jalen Watts Jackson. Touchdown, MSU.
Touchdown.
Gut-wrenching. And no, I've got no problem with Jim Harbaugh choosing to punt right there. That's a once-in-a-lifetime football miracle, and Michigan was on the wrong side of it. Hey, Jim, who's got it better than us? Everybody. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, this is Pat Simmons, and welcome to another episode of Name That Car. We have our two contestants here. Let's see who the smartest car shopper is. Let's welcome Natalie.
Hi.
And Dave.
Hey, Pat.
First question, which car has better highway fuel economy and more front and rear legroom? The 2015 Nissan Rogue or the 2015 Toyota RAV4? Dave?
The Nissan Rogue Pad, it gets 33 mpg on the highway. And I just looked online and saw that Woodfield Nissan has the best selection of new Rogues.
Correct, sir. Next question. Which manufacturer has 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 bonus cash? Natalie?
Toyota?
Ooh, sorry, that's incorrect, Natalie.
Yeah, I know, Pat. You can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on many new Nissans. And Woodfield Nissan has over 700 new Nissans in stock.
You are correct, Dave, and anointed this week's smartest car shopper. So when choosing your next car, choose Nissan. And when choosing your Nissan dealership, choose Woodfield Nissan at the corner of Dickinson Golf and Hoffman Estates, where the prices are always less than you think. 0% APR is $13.89 per month for 1,000 finance. Qualified buyers, MPG is cited by fueleconomy.com.
Configurations.
Hi there, TV friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You know, I didn't watch The Walking Dead or Homeland last night, but not a problem, not at all for me with my X1 DVR with cloud technology. See, it still functions like a regular DVR like you have at home, but I can record my favorite shows or movies in the cloud and stream those recordings to my mobile device and computer with my Xfinity TV app. So let's say, for example, today I did not want to listen to this show. I could sit at my computer in the control room and watch TV and not listen to the show. I can also stream live TV with Xfinity On Demand content from any of my devices. Now, my Xfinity On Demand provides me thousands of shows and movies at no additional cost. I could actually watch those in the control room as well without having to listen to this dumb show. My X1 DVR allows me to watch one show while recording up to five other shows at the same time, and I bet you can't do that at home. I'm telling you, X1 from Xfinity will change the way that you watch TV. The X1 DVR with cloud technology will turn any of your devices into a personal TV screen. So call 1-800-XFINITY right now and switch to an X1 double play for only $89.99 a month and lock in your rate for 2 years. If you sign up right now, you get your choice of HBO or Showtime at no extra cost. This amazing offer ends 12/8/15, so you have a little bit of time, but don't waste any time. Certain restrictions and requirements apply, so call now for all the details and change the way you watch TV. Their number again, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit my friends online at Xfinity.com.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Round Lake Beach, Vernon Hills, and Northbrook, starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the Ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
This Friday and Saturday only and only at Hawk Ford in Oak Lawn. Take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months plus huge discounts on every new Ford in stock. That's right, exclusively at Hawk Ford, 0 for 72 plus huge discounts on every new Ford in stock. Top dollar will be paid on all trade-ins and all credit applications will be accepted. Friday 9 to 9, Saturday 9 to 7, Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Online at hawkford.com.
With approved credit at $13.89 per month for 1,000 finance with zero down.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze, but as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues, and his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumerinfo.
Your fantasy draft is around the corner. Clock is ticking. So is your time to say goodbye to your PMI. Hi, I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I realize PMI is a headache for a lot of you. Let's face it, PMI stinks. It's hundreds a month, thousands per year. So let's do something about it. Call HLP Mortgage today to see if you can dump PMI for good. Dial 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. 888-59-LOANS.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064. 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois 60148.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update, brought to you by Hudsonville Ice Cream, a taste for all seasons. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Well, I know in my mind there's no doubt we're going to get there. You know, it's hard for me to put an exact time frame on it.
With the 2-4 Bears at the bye, Coach John Fox believes the arrow pointing up for his team.
Well, I think, you know, it's getting, you know, guys that, you know, are willing to put in the time and the effort and to do the right thing at the right time. I think I've been pleased with the way our guys have gone about it. I think we've been in most of the contest to this point, and now it's just, you know, figured out how to win consistently. And we're not there yet by any stretch. You know, but I think we're moving in the right direction.
Players were given the day off. They'll practice tomorrow and Wednesday before taking Thursday through Sunday off. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears news every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Teams with 2-0 series leads have won the league championship series 22 out of 25 times since the best-of-seven format was adopted. But three teams have bucked that trend, including the Red Sox as recently as 2004. Manager Joe Maddon acknowledges the team is down, but says the Cubs have been in this position before.
Earlier this season, we played a four-game series against the Dodgers here. The first two games, we win against Greinke and Kershaw and lost the next two. It happens. You know, that's the thing about this game that's so insane. Everybody thinks you got to figure it out once in a while. I promise you, we do not. It's your best guess on a nightly basis.
Jacob DeGrom will be on the hill for the Mets. Coverage begins at 7 on TBS tomorrow night. Cubs aren't the only ones trying to overcome an 0-2 deficit. Game 3 of the ALCS is tonight. In Toronto, the Blue Jays try to get back into the series. They'll send Marcus Stroman to the mound to face Johnny Cueto. Bears fell to 2-4 heading into the bye week after an ugly loss to winless Detroit yesterday. As you heard Zach Zaman say, the Bears will practice tomorrow and Wednesday before they get the bye weekend off. John Fox says the team will not update injuries until next week when they're required to release an injury report. Giants and Eagles play tonight on Monday Night Football. We'll carry that game live right here on 670 The Score. And a DraftKings employee who won $350,000 on a rival site did not have access to information before he set his winning lineup, according to the company. DraftKings released a statement today saying an internal investigation determined that that employee did not receive the internal data until after he had locked his lineup. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. Bears Mondays on The Score, sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason playoff talk. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Home Run and Pizza. Home Run and Pizza, a natural hit for the playoffs. Boris Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And we have not.
No, we haven't.
Course, Bears Monday.
No, this is a Bears Monday.
Yep.
After one of the most annoying Bears games in recent memory.
One of the most annoying days in recent memory.
Yeah, just
the whole damn thing.
But for me, the Cubs game just sort of settled into misery. It wasn't as actively irritating. Yeah, the Bears game just never stopped irritating me. 312-644-6767 if you have a thought. Because we know sometimes you have
you
thoughts.
Don't.
And it just, I mean, all of it, for the officiating and the broadcast.
And they still can't make up their mind on that touchdown call. They still can't get that right. Somebody, you know, they sat down last year and didn't clarify the Dez Bryant rule either. That was not clarified. And that catch last year that should have been
correct.
That was not clarified. Idiots. What do they do? Just go out and drink and then come back and sit down and say, I don't have a thought. Should we go back to drink? Yeah, let's go drink again.
And I knew it when Rondé Barber said, well, you have to complete the catch. My thought was, no, you don't. Because that's not the rule. You don't have to complete the catch. Once they say you've established yourself as a runner, it's not like you're falling out of bounds as a receiver. You actually sort of have the ball. But I didn't think he had the ball.
I
didn't think there was a football move made at that point.
No.
I thought you had to have the ball, clearly have it, both feet on the ground, but I guess because you're in the end zone, you don't have to make a football move at that point. But then we saw there were video making the rounds of a nearly identical play that was ruled oppositely.
Mm-hmm.
Saying you got to complete the process.
Yeah, everybody said today everybody today was more confused than ever by the rule. More confused than ever, guys who write. Guys who just read headline, everything, everybody, officials, everybody was more confused about the rule today than they were Saturday. They're just more confused about it. They felt like you did. Well, wait a minute. Whoa. Isn't that what that rule was made for? He never really.
Right. Dean Blandino says here's why it's correct, and Mike Pereira says no, it's not.
He said no.
So even the experts aren't agreeing on this, and it's bothersome because
the whole thing was
because they made a play. I mean, how do you that Jonathan Anderson? He gets a sack nullified, he gets an interception nullified, ends up being a touchdown, and then finally comes back and gets an interception when Matthew Stafford does a Matthew Stafford impersonation. Yeah, they tried so hard to give you that game. They muffed two punts. How do you lose to a team that muffs two punts?
Cracky. You know what? You know what else? You know what else was also irritating?
Now you get a sudden change opportunity because of the punt muff. And again, see if they can stand up in the red zone and force a field goal here for Chicago.
I used to have one of those. Be careful with that when you say that, by the way. Be very careful. You know what was irritating, too, on Saturday, before we even got to Sunday? And that Saturday was that both papers were full of the 1969 Mets Cubs.
I know.
There's the black cat. There's Sano standing there going, I don't know. And it's like there's some kind of, there's no curse. And everybody, the insistent drumbeat was that, well, you know, that Cub team was better than those Mets. No, they weren't.
No.
No, they weren't.
And it was clear that they weren't.
No.
In Milwaukee, this is Jason on the score.
Hey, guys, listen, for me, it was a real irritating game with the Bears on Sunday for sure. But for me, nothing was more irritating than that block punt. I mean, how do they not see that coming? 5 minutes or so to go.
You mean the fake punt? Touchdown.
Yeah, the fake punt. I'm sorry. That's what I meant, the fake punt. I mean, you're up by a touchdown. How do you, with less than 5 minutes or about 5 minutes to go, and how do you not see that coming? I said out loud, watch the fake. Oh.
Yeah, then even after they identified it, they still took bad angles. But that was the other part of the problem.
Yes,
is even when they realize, that guy's running with the ball, let's run behind him. No, that's not going to work very well. How do you let the guy off down the middle of the field near the end of the game in overtime? You just let the guy barrel right through everybody. What's that?
I think that if you a fan, thank you for the call, a fan who's watched many, many Bears games over the years, and we've both done that over the years and had to and wanted to, And all the other stuff back when I was a kid. I'm sure that if I thought about it, there are plenty of days that are more annoying than yesterday. But
very
the only
few.
One that sticks in my mind right now is yesterday. Annoying! The whole damn thing was annoying!
In Arlington Heights, he is Dave. He is on the score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Great.
great.
Annoyed, but great.
I'm a longtime listener. I love your show. You guys do a great job. The one thing I wanted to talk about was the clock management and the play calling pre and post overtime. What was the deal? Why didn't they call timeout when Detroit hit the ball on the 10 or 12 yard lines with a minute 55 to go?
No idea.
I mean, and the play calling, those three runs that Forte, yep. He wasn't doing anything all game, and they choose three running plays. I just didn't get it. My phone blew up by my buddies wondering the same thing, and I just thought I'd ask you guys.
No, that's Fox. No, I mean,
that's what he does.
Day.
He had a terrible day.
Apple day. You're absolutely right. I mean, those three runs irritated me, too. You know, the good teams in the NFL grab it. They don't leave it there for you.
Throw a back shoulder throw to Jeffrey. Runs down, does a quick turnaround. They're
all
day.
A little slant. What are you going to do with him? Kill him? Stop him?
He's there all day.
I mean, come on.
I know if you didn't want to throw the ball to Martellus because he was having some dropsies.
He was having some problems. But you still could try. I mean, anything other than okay, you know what we're going to do? You got to make him use timeouts. That'll get him. That'll teach him. No, it won't.
Southside Tom, you're on WSCR.
Hey, I was wondering if the Sox and Cubs made a trade.
Paul in Elmwood Park, you're on the score.
Your friend's got to stop calling.
How you guys doing?
Oh, still terrific.
Fine. Yeah, I was just wondering if we're ever going to get a coach that's going to be able to get these guys to score touchdowns inside the red zone and stop settling for field goals.
No.
Never. Chip and Burbank.
I don't think so. That was what Dr. Death was supposed to do, and instead he killed everybody.
Welcome to the score, Chip.
Yeah, guys, thanks for taking the call. Danny, last week you said something, and you repeated it again today in different contexts. Last week, I believe maybe it was Thursday, you said something in regards to the Pittsburgh announcer talking about the parrot, and you just basically almost heartily said, I love baseball. And today, you mentioned again about your son's angst with the Cubs.
They're not angst. Well, he's not really anxious. Exactly. He'd be disappointed if it ended because it's so much fun.
Exactly. But the bottom line is someone said, well, I thought your son's a Sox fan.
Right.
And you said, no, he's a baseball fan. And the thought hit me, aren't we all baseball fans?
No, some people aren't. Some people just are complete tribalists and only can look at the game through the prism of their own team.
Well, I mean, I can understand that. I can understand at some point evolving to become, you know, rooting for the home team. I mean, Casey at the bat, all that other stuff.
All right, I don't know where you're going with that, but thank you for the call, Chip. John in Bridgeview, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, just got one question. Whatever happened to the rule where the receiver has to have full control of the ball in the end zone, even and he has to hit the ground?
Because, John, they're saying he wasn't a receiver. He established himself as a ball carrier for whom the rules are different.
But don't they still have to have control of the ball?
I thought that for him to be a ball carrier, my thought was you have to have control and be able to make a football move. But they're saying that second part of it, the idea of making a football move, is obviated by the fact that he was in the end zone. And once there is possession, apparently for just the tiniest fraction of a second established, immediately the play is over and it becomes a touchdown.
That's just silly. Then you have that other rule that's in place. That's silly then. That's silly to do that. Yeah, we've argued about this. And look, you can't get a consensus on it from anybody, including the officials.
Hammond, Indiana. It's Jared. He is on the score.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just don't know what's worse as far as the special teams. Are there the Indianapolis Colts that so supposedly, I don't know, they were supposed to be the fake the special call where to get the one defense off sides? That game?
You're comparing one play. Okay, and you're comparing that to what?
Oh, I am comparing to the one as far as the Bears special team. But it's just
the Bears special teams, for the most part, were fine. They recovered two muff punts. They covered kickoffs well. They made all their field goals. They had one brain fart on a fake punt. I mean, you're comparing that to one play. I thought, in general, the Bears special teams weren't bad.
Correct.
Okay. Quad Cities, here's Steve on the score.
Yeah, quick question. Why was Marietta wearing sleeves last night?
He didn't want to.
He didn't want to.
Well,
He felt like he's going to be the guy. He's pitched away the entire season. He's going to walk out there looking like exactly the same guy.
He wanted to be thought he would be comfortable enough without them.
Yep, not running around in any any sweatshirt or anything. He's coming out there like you've seen him come out there the entire season.
I understand, but
that's what he.
Everything that we know about what cold weather does to a human's body when it gets cold, especially when it starts getting down towards freezing. And what that does to our muscles and, our ability to stay loose, why wouldn't he wear sleeves? I just don't understand that. To me, it's frustrating to watch. I mean,
well, you're assuming causality. You can't do that.
We don't know that caused it.
You can't assume causality. And actually, he didn't pitch all that badly.
No, and I'm not saying, maybe, you know what, maybe it has nothing to do with it, but you know what? I just think it's a logical thing that
all you can want is for him to be as comfortable as he wants to be, however he wants. That's all you can ask for.
And he was. He said it. He said it after the game. He was comfortable. Don't worry about that. That's got nothing to do with it.
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Bruce Levine after the top of the hour talking Cubs baseball with us on The Score.
The Cubs are down but not out because now the NLCS moves to Wrigley where the home field crowd looks to push the Cubs to a big Game 3 win.
They got us 2 here. Like I said, a 5-game series, a little bit more daunting, but for right now it's 7. It's been done before. We can do it ourselves.
Cubs fans, when the moment is this big, you don't want to miss out. So keep it here for the best coverage on the radio. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs postseason.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you're our kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha.
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, what a pitch right there by Wilmer Flores. He went high. There was a lot of ball showing, but he came down with it.
All right, then.
Okay.
We should remind you, we're talking to you at 312-644-6767. But during the course of this week, we will be at three of our favorite places.
Oh, my God.
How about this week?
Yeah, this is old home week for us.
Old home week.
Because tomorrow we're going to be at the Newport.
Yeah, love the Newport.
Yeah, Newport and Southport. We've been there many times. Good people there.
Yep.
Good friends, good people, good food.
Good ambiance.
Yep, and Runji's buddy.
Mm-hmm.
People who are friends with Runji. And on Wednesday, we're South Loop Jimmy Green's. Our buddy Jeff. Jeff always is happy to see us and always
pouring.
Takes care of us. Yes, and every once in a while, he's got a little something for us. And then Friday, we're at Fatty's in DeKalb. So it's like one after the other. So it's good. I mean, we know that these are places where actually, believe it or not, and odd people actually want us there. However,
correct.
Friday, yes. there's a caveat for Friday.
Yeah.
We need Jesus back.
Yeah, Jesus, I know we fired you.
Yeah, well, not that Jesus. See, here's the thing. That Jesus, it's possible that DeKalb Jesus could be reinstated as show Jesus.
Right, could be.
But because our other show, we think the other show Jesus is dead or in jail because he was at every remote
and then he wasn't.
He disappeared.
Yeah, so I'm voting jail.
In a cave behind a rock and he just couldn't find the way to get out.
I'm voting jail.
You think jail?
Yeah, I think he's in jail. Many of our listeners wind up in jail more per capita than any show in the city.
But maybe it's possible that second show Jesus was actually Jesus. And he just sort of was sending us a message with his temporary presence.
He was the actual Jesus.
Right.
Nobody knows him anything other than Jesus.
Right, he was just kind of slumming. Like, hey, watch this. I'm going to show up and it's actually going to be me and they're not going to know and then I'm going to leave and then they'll say, hey, we're going to go. But it's possible, depending on how he looks, that and I think that's his actual name, how he looks. The DeKalb Jesus could be reinstated as show Jesus.
I think there's a great chance, but we will see. But DeKalb Jesus shaves, though. Sometimes he does the hair thing, and he does the beard thing, and he does. So last time, that's why we fired him.
That's what I reckon. He wasn't Jesus
enough. He wasn't Jesus anymore. Can't stop being Jesus. Jesus.
Well, he just did, and he's not allowed to.
I think we made that point to him. We fired him.
Well, I'm hoping for the best spiritually and otherwise, but that's it. Newport tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Jimmy Green's on Wednesday. Fatty's on Friday. And then what we hope for is a better sports weekend next weekend.
Well, the Bears aren't playing. It does get better.
That's true. It does. But that was so awful. It never stopped being bad.
I know. It never did.
It was just bad, and then it stayed
and then
bad.
And it went on.
And it was still bad, and it was just bad. Every single thing. You turn on the TV, and you just felt bad. Constantly.
Libertyville. Here's Steve on the score.
Hey, Dan, I hate to break your vibe, but I'm actually kind of optimistic. Maybe the bar is so low, but they're actually Bears rookies have been drafted that are out contributing on the field. You know, we got to crawl before we can walk. I mean, between the center and Goldman and Langford, they're actually getting some draft picks that are getting on the field.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to tell you not to be happy about guys doing things. Because what did John Fox say football is? 11 guys doing stuff?
Doing stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, if there are some young guys you think can do stuff, you're right. I guess that's the perspective that that's what this year is more about than wins and losses anyway. Amos. Right?
Yeah. Adrian Amos, right?
Yeah. Amos, nice player.
He's you know, he's out there occasionally doing stuff.
I could watch McPhee all day. You can't stop him without holding him. You can't. And there are people hold him every play. And sometimes they call it.
He never gets a call.
No, sometimes they call it, sometimes they don't. But very he doesn't rarely. Stop and say, oh, I'm being held. That sack, he just kicked that guy in the balls and stepped on his neck and ran him over and got the quarterback.
Yeah, they should have done a little bit more of that. I was hoping to see a little bit
more of something.
The bull
rush, yeah. Cal something. And Skokie, welcome to WSCR.
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you guys?
Fine.
Good. I had a question. My friends have been like somewhat. We've been going back and forth talking about the Cubs and what they've been going through and whatever. And they're kind of down about it, saying, you know, we're pretty much done. And you know, I just had a question for you guys. What would you guys do as far as the lineup? Would you change anything?
No. That was not. That's the last thing you do.
No, don't change anything.
It's the last thing Madden's going to do. You don't
run with what brung you.
You don't do that. That's panicky. It sends all the wrong messages.
Yep. Okay, you need to thaw out some people and then get them to hit again.
Yeah, that's the thing. I haven't seen enough base hits. I haven't seen enough bases stolen. You know, getting everybody involved, and that's
well, they're not
really
hitting. They're getting their ass kicked. Is what's happening.
Yeah.
They're on their home run hitting team. Remember, they're not a.
Yeah, they're not really a manufacturing team. They need to hit the ball out of the park. Ball go far, team go far.
Exactly, yeah.
And don't worry about your friends if they're stupid. Get new friends.
That's what I did. I used to get new friends all the time.
Right. Get rid of the stupid friends.
Yeah, get rid of bad friends. Bring in new friends. Keep trying. It's just like us in Show Jesus. We keep trying.
Yeah, I mean, again,
we're changing Jesus, and you can't change friends?
The guy comes up to me at the gym. He's like, I think it's going to take a miracle. I said, no, it's going to take them playing better baseball than the opponent. That's all. Get away from me.
Leave me alone. Stop.
I will say this. The annoying Lions fan at the gym, even he wasn't puffy-chested because he just knows the Lions are so horrible.
They are.
Because I kind of looked at him and I cringed when I saw him. I was like, oh, God, here it comes. He's going to give me the whole Lions rigmarole. And he just looks at me and goes, that was some football game, huh? Yeah, and I said, I said, you realize both of those teams are bad? He goes, yeah, I know. He said, I'm not.
Yes, they are.
He said it wasn't fun for Lions fans
yes,
either.
Yes, they are.
Oh, bad. Bruce Levine has the latest on the Cubs and their efforts to not be bad. Next on the score.
It's another loss for the Bears. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Yep. The Bears lose to previously winless Detroit. A division game. Keep it right here, Bears fans, as we recap that loss and we start taking a look at who they'll get rid of during the bye week. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hey, fantasy football players. It's Chris Tannehill here for DraftKings.com. You know, we're not even midway through the football season, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site where millionaires are being crowned all season long. Waiting on tonight's results to see if I'll be winning some quick cash this week. Made some great moves yesterday, though. How about that Denver defense? 4 sacks, a pick, and a pick 6. Good for 17 points on DraftKings.com. Meanwhile, Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates have aged like a fine wine since Gates' return. The true exception to the NFL rule. Good for 48 points yesterday. Wow. If you made those moves in your season-long league, you should be playing daily fantasy football at DraftKings.com. We like to call it fantasy football on demand. That's because you play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. And that's what I love about playing my fantasy football at DraftKings.com. And with millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs each week, every game is the big game. This isn't fantasy as usual. No. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Use my promo code Chicago Chicago at DraftKings.com now and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. First place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested.